The issue of border security is once again front and center in Washington, D.C., as Democrats and Republicans debate their ideas in an effort to avoid another government shutdown next month. But one idea that both parties seem to agree on is their dislike of the concept of open borders. That, however, is exactly what a new book argues for. Rhys Jones edited the book called Open Borders in Defense of Free Movement. He's a professor of geography and environment at the University of Hawaii and joins me via Skype to talk more about this. And Rhys, let's start with the phrase itself, open borders. It seems to have a pretty negative connotation. Do you think it obscures the issue itself somewhat?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, opposition to open borders is probably the one thing that unites Republicans and Democrats in Washington. Trump regularly accuses Democrats of supporting open borders. And a few weeks ago, Maine Senator Angus King said there's nobody in Congress that's in favor of open borders. So I think you're right that the term itself has become something that it's almost the unspoken thing that you can't talk about anymore.
Well, so how would you define open borders? And what exactly is it that you and the other writers in this book are advocating for?
Yeah, well, I think what I'm trying to do with this book is try to move the Overton window. The Overton window is the realm of what's possible in public discourse, to argue that more immigration is something that benefits the country and is something that should be advocated for. Trump has been really good about moving the window towards more restrictions. The way that it is today, we're talking about our current situation, which is very restricted. It's hard to come into the United States. Your listeners in Arizona know that there's already quite a bit of wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's not easy to cross. But our discussion is the current situation, and then all the way to building 2,000 miles of wall on the border, or Trump has even threatened to completely close the border, which is, of course, impossible. But nevertheless, that's where the discussion is. So what we're trying to do is to suggest that allowing for more immigration is something that is beneficial. It's morally right to allow people to move freely between different places. But there are also big economic benefits to allowing more immigration into the United States.
Now, when you look at other countries, it seems as though most, if not all, have some kind of policy in place where if somebody is coming into that country from another country, the country into which that person is coming knows, in theory, that they are coming and knows a little bit about them. Is there some process in place, do you think, that can sort of incorporate sort of the economic benefits, but also make sure that, you know, we're not letting in people who would try to do bad things or maybe who wouldn't be beneficial to the economy or to society coming in?
Yeah, I think when we talk about open borders as an idea, it doesn't have to mean no border at all. Instead, it could mean a system where the majority of people who are law-abiding, who simply want to come to work or looking for a better life, have the opportunity to do that. But that doesn't mean that a country couldn't still have rules or regulations that limit and check who can come and go. An analogy I often use is like at an airport. We currently have a system where anyone can buy an airline ticket, but to actually fly, you have to show a document, you have to go through a security check, and there are limitations on what you can bring onto that plane. We could think of a similar sort of a system at borders that allowed most people to move freely, but also gave the country the ability to decide who they wanted to limit and to restrict what they bring with them.
You mentioned that the Trump administration has sort of shifted the discussion somewhat in immigration and has also talked about limiting legal immigration. I'm wondering how that sort of plays into what it is that you're calling for here.
Yeah, today the majority of people who are undocumented in the United States didn't cross the open border. Instead, they've come with a valid visa and had overstayed it. So the focus on the border and on walls specifically doesn't really, I would say, have anything to do with the immigration issues that are happening today in the country. The reality is that the United States needs more workers. We need people to come to the country to contribute to the economy. And economic studies of immigration suggest that more immigrants coming has a benefit across the economic spectrum in a country.
I'm wondering what you make of the concept of trying to encourage certain types of workers, for example, to come into the country? You know, is it beneficial to the economy to encourage high-wage, high-skilled workers relative to low-skilled, low-wage workers? Or is it beneficial to have sort of a wide spectrum of people at different income levels, different education levels, different employment interest levels?
Yeah, I think the wide spectrum is the way to think about immigration being beneficial to the country, because the U.S. has a wide range of jobs that we need people to come and do. There, of course, are those high-skilled jobs, often in high-tech sectors where you need engineers or computer scientists to work those jobs. But the U.S. also needs people to do farm labor and has needed that for over 100 years. And so those jobs still exist, and we need people to come to the country and do that work.
Do you think that there might be sort of a middle ground here where maybe, for example, like the U.S., Canada, and Mexico can create kind of like what you have in the EU, where there are borders, but there's a more free movement of people maybe than there is between countries here?
I think that's an obvious first step as a way to create an increasingly free labor migration where people can work where there are jobs for them at wages that are fair and reasonable. Anytime we talk about increasing free movement, we also have to talk about protecting the wages of people who already work in those places. So it's important that new workers are in the legal system so that they have to be paid a fair wage, a legal wage, and are protected by the regulations of the government.
Rhys Jones is a professor of geography and environment at the University of Hawaii. His new book is called Open Borders in Defense of Free Movement.